other chores after he gets home from work. I bet it's kind of lonely for him being here all alone. If it is, he hasn't complained. He's probably glad to be by himself after spending a good piece of the day at work with his dade and the other fellows John has working for him. Elsie laughed. I think Blaine misses his big brother, though he'd never admit it. That's often how it is with siblings. Sometimes Doug and Scott don't always get along, but when Doug's old enough to move out of the house, I'm sure Scott will miss him. You're probably right. They just started drinking their tea when Arlene heard the whinny of a horse from outside. I'll bet that's Doris. Oh, good. It must mean she's feeling better. Elsie jumped up. I think I'll go help her unhitch the horse and get it put in the corral. Arlene smiled. I'll make sure to have a cup of tea ready for Doris when you come in. I'm sure she'll appreciate it on this brisk fall morning. Elsie wrapped her shawl around her shoulders and slipped out the back door. While Arlene waited for her sisters to come in, she fixed another cup of tea. Glancing at the wall peg near the back door, she noticed her father's old hat. He had duct-taped part of the brim, like he'd done with his worn-out boots. Sniffing, she reached for a tissue to dry her eyes and wipe her nose. The old hat was reminiscent of Dad, but she doubted anyone would want it. And they sure couldn't take it to the thrift store. Nobody would buy a hat in that condition, even if the price was reasonable. As Arlene continued to gaze at the hat, a memory from her childhood came to mind. When Joel was 5 years old, he'd found Dad's straw hat somewhere in the barn. He had emerged from the building wearing the hat, which was...